loved by criminals, politicians, tyrants, and citizens who actually believe being unarmed will keep them safe from the first three.
Exercise your rights in a safe way.
If you really think gun control works, you need to carry a potted plant around with you to replenish the oxygen you're stealing from all the free-thinking people out there.
Politicians that infringe on our God-given rights, he calls them out. He's not here to play.
Yes, we are locked and we are loaded on the Shooting Straight Radio Podcast. This is the podcast all about firearms, the Second Amendment, and all things pertaining thereto, coming at you with 100% felt recoil and no suppressor, baby. You know me, I'm your host, Royce Bartlett. Yep, I still reek of gunshot residue, toxic masculinity, and just an ever-tantalizing whiff of the cologne of my people, Hops Number 9. Got a great program for you. This is a hot one, baby. I've been burning on this one for a few days. Was trying to get it to you sooner, but things just weren't gelling right. But boy, they're gelling now, and it's coming at you. You want to contact me? You can hit me up at Royce@ShootingStraightRadio.com. Royce@ShootingStraightRadio.com, or you can hit me up at the Shooting Straight Radio Podcast Farcebook page through the Messenger app there. I always respond, and if you got something you'd like to talk about or a question, anything like that, hit me up there and I will get back to you. Check out the page at shootingstraightradiopodcast.buzzsprout.com, and you can get there. That's the hub that I upload all of my podcast episodes to, and it goes out from there to Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, all of them. And there's just some good stuff there on that hub page. So check it out at shootingstraightradiopodcast.buzzsprout.com. If you'd like to get behind the scenes content and also media content like video and things like that that nobody else is getting, patreon.com/shootingstraightradiopodcast. Patreon, patreon.com/shootingstraightradiopodcast. Check it out there. Become a sponsor for $5 or $10 a month, and I will certainly thank you for it. And you'll get some cool stuff in the process, some merchandise, and again, I say some content that other people just aren't getting. I've been buying some equipment, got some cameras that recently came in. Soon I'm going to be doing a lot of video production, too, all about the Second Amendment. It's going to be separate from the actual podcast. It's going to be along the same vein and everything. We're going to have a lot of cool guests, got a lot of great people lined up for that. So stay tuned for that, and I'll tell you how you can watch that, too. Now, I want to tell you real quick about a new sponsor that just came aboard, and honored to be associated with these guys because I know the CEO, Hank Hayes. Hank is a serious certified badass, number one. He is a heck of an instructor, not just in firearms and things like that, but also in edged weapons and hand-to-hand and things like that. He has a training facility and a training company that I'll tell you about, oh, probably on another episode, but right now I want to tell you about onlineammo.com. If you click on the link on the episode page, this episode page on your favorite podcast platform, hit that link, and there are special deals for Shooting Straight Radio podcast listeners there. Onlineammo.com. I'll tell you, I'm going to have Hank Hayes on the program, I think, on the 12th, next Saturday, and you don't want to miss that. This guy is a bundle of energy. I don't know where he gets it all from, but you're going to look forward to hearing from him. And he is, you just need to tune in on the next podcast next weekend. It's going to be a barn burner. Now, one more announcement, and we're going to kick some butt because I've got a rant burning in me that it's just going to pour out throughout the entire hour or so, however long it takes. But Melbourne Gun Show this weekend and a Second Amendment rally on Saturday. By the time you get this, it'll probably be Saturday morning, and the rally is going to be from noon to about 2. It's a constitutional carry rally, and I'll be one of the speakers there. Come on out there and hang out with us, and I want to get to meet you. And you might just wind up on a podcast, too. So meet me out there at the Melbourne Gun Show this weekend on tomorrow. I think you can probably get this this morning. On Saturday morning, and meet me out there from noon to 2, and I'll be glad to meet you. All right, rant time, baby, rant time. I can't help it because I'm a flaming constitutionalist. I'm a red-blooded American. I piss red, white, and blue, and that's just how it is. Like it or not, this is Royce Bartlett. I'm going to go ahead and go off on a rant. I'm going to be on a tear. I'm going to be on a tangent. Whatever you want to call it, I'm on it today. And I may have to stop for a little blood pressure break every now and then just to decompress, but I'm going to come right back and we're going to open it up again with no suppressor. The neo-Marxists in this country, and if you don't know what a Marxist is, they are some of the lowest scum on the face of the earth, in my not so humble and polite opinion. They are basically communists. And if you don't know what communists and Marxists are, you need to study history. Get online and check out the evils of communism and how the social, machine of communism. It's basically a totalitarian machine. In the 20th century alone, it killed over 100 million citizens. What I mean by that is these totalitarian communists, these Marxists, especially people like Stalin and Mao Zedong and others, murdered literally millions, tens of millions of their own people. Listen to me. Same thing going on in North Korea right now. That little fat baby raping scumbag over there is killing tens of millions of his own people, many of them through starvation. So we have those same kind of people here in this country. They are neo-Marxists. They're globalists. And the globalists and the Marxists are pretty much all of the same collectivist mentality. They all want power in their little collective group, and they want all us, the rest of us little peons, us worker bees, to be on one giant collective where we are the producers and they are the ones that reap the benefits of our labors. I've said before, communism doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work for the whole of society. It works real good for those at the top. So if you're not familiar with what communism is, I suggest you pause this and go do some research and then come back and listen to it. Otherwise, a lot of what I say may not make sense. So these neo-Marxists in this country, they view this nation, they view our Constitution, they view all constitutional conservatives with hatred, loathing, and contempt. They are weary of us thwarting their plans. They have plans for this country. They want to plunder it, much like King George did. They want to, again, I say, make us their little worker bees and be the ones who produce while they are the ones who live high and fat on the hog, so to speak. They don't like us being armed, which is the thrust of this program primarily. And they have plans to destroy this country as we know it. They want to institute neo-Marxism here. They want us to be just another resource for the rest of the world. They want to turn us into a third world country because they believe that's what we have coming. We've somehow earned that, I guess, in their sight. And they are really tired of having their plans for the fundamental transformation of this country, you know, like Barack Obama called it, thwarted by the ever-enlarging presence of American armed citizens. Recent estimates are almost 6 million new gun owners on top of the already 120 million gun owners in America. They are afraid of us. Don't make any mistake about that. They are afraid of us. They don't like us being armed. They don't dare try to overthrow us outright because they know good and stinking well what would happen, and rightfully so. We're the only thing they fear. We're the last hurdle to overcome before they fully implement their plans to fundamentally transform this country. Believe me, people, were we not an impediment to them and their plans, we would all have already been herded up, crammed into boxcars, and hauled off to labor camps, where we would, many of us, and the majority of us, would be exterminated. Genocide would be the order of the day in this country, were we not all armed. So, just so you understand the lateness of the hour, I want you to understand something. In light of recent events and recent news coming out, especially in a book by Peter Schweitzer called Red Handed, evidence is coming out daily that many of the Democrat communists on Capitol Hill, along with a large number of Judas Republicans, or what a good friend of mine, Scott Newmark, calls Tessio Republicans, a little throwback to The Godfather, they've been wallowing in a big bed with the Chinese communists, enriching themselves in this ongoing orgy of betrayal and treason against their own country. They're being paid very well. How is it that Nancy Pelosi is worth well over $120 million when her salary is less than $200,000 a year? I don't think I have to elaborate on how that happened, do I? I mean, common sense would dictate it to you. People that want to buy our government and buy government influence, they are open for business up there, and they'll take your money. You better believe it. And that's how they've enriched themselves in public service. They've taken a lot of money from the Chi-Coms, and it doesn't surprise me one bit that they're waging everything short of all-out war against us, selling us out to the Chi-Coms, and they've been doing it for a long time. These neo-Marxists, they've been waging a propaganda war against us for decades in the media. They love, and you've heard me talk about this before on this program, they love employing emotional terminology or phrases that evoke conclusions that are incorrect. Terms and phrases like gun violence, which, by the way, that automatically equates all guns to criminal violence. That is the thrust of that word. When you hear the word gun violence, what do you think? You think criminal violence, right? Well, so by using the word gun in there, everybody else who owns a gun is automatically associated with criminal violence. You see how this works now, right? Yeah, semantics are a big thing with these flaming communists. So terminology like gun violence, and by the way, gun culture, like we're some sort of subculture of the American society, but also words like assault weapons, which automatically brands anybody who owns such weapons as a criminal assailant and a danger to society. That's exactly what they're doing. They've not done this because they're ignorant, okay? This is a very dangerous assumption on our part. For us to assume they're just stupid and don't know any better, don't you assume that. Do not assume that they're just ignorant. They've been doing this because they are calculating. They are deliberate. They are enemies of the United States, and they want us all disarmed. Make no mistake about that. We're going to take just a brief blood pressure break while we hear from my buddy, Rockin' Rod Rao of Sigerman.
Hey, everybody. Rockin' Rod from Sigerman here. This coming weekend, February 5th and 6th. Hey, check it out. I actually got the dates right this time. It's time for another gun show over at the Melbourne Auditorium. As usual, I'll be right there, right inside the front door, the purple table covers. Just look for a couple of long hairs having a good time. Inventory is ridiculously good right now. Plenty of Glocks, Rugers, Smiths. We got a wide selection of shotguns, some 308 bolt actions, a bunch of 22s if you're looking to have some inexpensive fun out there. As always, we do take in trades. If you got anything you want to sell, let us know. We'll take a look and make you the best offer we can. So, hope to see you all this weekend. Again, Melbourne Gun Show, Melbourne Auditorium. Need me ahead of time? 561-445-0429.
Sigerman, godfather of the dirty hippie mafia.
Yes, hope to see you out there this weekend. I'll be out there Saturday, like I said, and also Sunday after church, probably sometime. So come out and hang out with me. I'll be glad to meet you. So they're waging a propaganda war against us, these Marxists in our government and in our media, and the Chi-Coms across the pond are also, they also have a big hand and a lot of money and a lot of skin in this game, and they're the ones pumping money into the coffers of these scumbags, and they're using the terminology, like I said, like gun culture, gun violence, assault weapon, and so many other things. Now they're referring to conservatives as white supremacists and terrorists. You get that? Have you heard that? Yes, Joe Biden himself, well, actually, it was Obama who said it through Joe Biden. Obama has his arm up Joe Biden's keister and is doing the talking through Joe Biden, calling conservatives, and especially Trump supporters, white supremacists and terrorists. And I don't know if you caught what he said recently, and I mean just like a day or two ago, he said that the scourge of white supremacy and white supremacy is a metastasized threat now in this country, and it is the greatest threat to public safety and to national security. Do you understand what's being said here? Do you understand the propaganda war being waged against you, my fellow conservatives? Do you understand it? I really hope you grasp this. Again, stop thinking these people are ignorant. They're not ignorant one stinking bit. Now, just the fact that these neo-Marxists are waging all-out war against the Second Amendment should tell you everything you need to know about their intentions for us, because they want us disarmed very badly. Well, why does anybody ever want you disarmed? I think you already know the answer to this. I've said it on this program many times. The only reason anybody would ever want to disarm you is to make you weaker than them. You got that? The only time they want to disarm you is to make you weaker than them. Period. End of story. There are no other reasons. They can claim it's because they want all of society to be safe, but when they say something like that, they're implying that we're all just criminals in waiting. Well, they don't mind doing that because they love denigrating and demeaning us and slandering us and defaming us. They don't mind that. Anything it takes to disarm us, if they can shame us out of the free exercise of our rights, they'll do it. And it's been effective through many people. A lot of people have been shamed by the media out of the free exercise of their rights. It happens all the time. They want us disarmed very badly, people. Make no mistake about it. The Democrat communists have also, besides waging a propaganda war, they're waging financial warfare against us every time, especially every time that they've taken the reins of power, the Democrat communists. Anytime you've had a Democrat communist sitting in the Oval Office, started with Bill Clinton and then Obama, and now Obama again through Joe Biden, they wage literal financial warfare against the people. You look at this stuff like canceling out the Keystone Pipeline. You might look at that again. I say, oh, that's the stupidest thing to do. Don't you think they're stupid? There's a reason. This is part of their financial warfare. Look, if we're poor, if we're all scrounging, it's easier to turn people against each other, number one. All it takes in is a morsel of bread. I mean, I think it was Mike Tyson said, if you get a bunch of pigeons and throw a few crumbs down there in front of them, they'll tear each other up trying to get to them. They'll kill each other over it. Same thing will happen with people. They're They're literally, look at the things they're doing, besides things like waging, you know, the Keystone Pipeline and now putting us dependent upon foreign oil. That was not a stupid move. That was a calculated move. Obama, the flaming Bolshevik, he orchestrated that same kind of warfare against us in many ways, like Obamacare, for one instance. That was a boondoggle. Again, we looked at that and said, what a stupid idea. No, that was not the product of Obama's stupidity. That was a product of his craftiness. That was a product of his deceit. That was a product of his deliberation. To break the system. That's the whole idea. To break the system through financial warfare. And now that he's Biden's puppet master, he's continuing to do it. Look at, like I said, look at all the things, all these decisions being made. These aren't the product of his fraudulency, Mr. Biden. Those come from his handlers behind the scene, and they are all calculated efforts. Don't doubt me. Listen to me very carefully today. If you've never listened before, you listen now. And now they're presently attempting to destabilize American society as a whole by enabling and empowering violent criminals to spike the crime statistics through their criminal justice reforms that you've heard me talk about on this program many times. You heard it last week when we had Jim the Assassin Paddock on the program, former NYPD blue cop, and the things going on in his city. And now that he's escaped there and he is an honorary Floridian, He doesn't want New Yorkers coming down here, too. He said, don't come down here in New York, my Florida now. Gotta love Jim Paddock. But these criminal justice reforms, what are they doing? Well, you got a bunch of Soros-funded district attorneys who are refusing to prosecute violent criminals or going super easy on them so that they're quickly back out on the street. Now you've got scumbags who have shot police officers who are out on bail. Well, guess what the bleepity blank is going to happen there? They are literally enabling and empowering the criminal element in this country and sicking them on the general public. And that way they can point to the statistics and claim that gun violence is out of control and we need to take drastic measures. And all the while, they were the authors and engineers of the very statistics that they're pointing to. Now, I want you to notice something, okay? Excuse me. You notice that they're only doing this in all the heavily gun-controlled areas of the country? Have you noticed that? Yeah. California, Chicago, New York City. Why do you think that would be? Well, I know exactly why. They want to have the assurance of a greater degree of success, and they can't do that with an armed populace. That's why they're doing this in heavily gun-controlled areas. Make no mistake about it, people. They are assaulting this nation from within, and they know that we, the armed citizenry, who are indeed the militia, by the way, we are a definitive threat to them and the furtherance of their plans. And they wish to destroy the militia, or should I say, the armed citizenry. By the way, that's one and the same. That's how our founders saw it. The militia are the people and the people are the militia. They wish to destroy the militia for the purpose of absolute totalitarian rule. These are not scare tactics I'm throwing out here. This is not hyperbole. This is not Chicken Little crap going on here. This is the real deal, people. This is the lateness of the hour in this country. They have to destroy the armed citizenry. They have to shut down our capabilities as a militia. Why? Because then they will rule through military force. They'll rule the people with military might, just like happens in China, just like happens in Russia, just like happens in North Korea. The same thing happens in Venezuela. Every communist-controlled country is controlled and ruled by military might. Cuba, any communist-controlled country, and that's what's going on here. Those people up there in Washington, D.C., those flaming Bolsheviks up there, they are birds of a feather, and they flock together, and that's why they have no problem taking money from the Chi-Coms. That's why they have no problem acting just like criminal, tyrant, totalitarian communists do. They got to tear down that pesky militia. Oh, those pesky militia. Darn it, drats. We'd have rule of the country by now if not for you pesky militia. Ruh-roh. That was my pretty pathetic Scooby-Doo impersonation. Noah Webster, who wrote the 1828 Noah Webster's Dictionary, which I'll be referencing later, he said, before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every country in Europe. And he said this back in 1787. He said, the supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops. Listen, he wasn't just stating about a particular happenstance or should I say circumstance or state of being at that time. I'm scrounging for words here for some reason. He wasn't just talking about what was going on there. He was talking about the flat out fact that whenever the people are armed and they're armed with knowledge and they're armed with firearms and armed with the tenets of liberty in their hearts, they are a very formidable force. The government in this country, well, I shouldn't say the government, I should say many within our government. And yes, I know NSA, you're listening to this too. There's many of you in there in the NSA. You're nothing but a bunch of filthy treasonous traitors. And the FBI, and throughout every agency within the United States government, and on Capitol Hill, in the House and Senate, and especially at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you guys know we are an impediment to what you want to do. And that's why you want us disarmed. You don't like that pesky militia. Why? Because you can't tell an armed man to get on a boxcar and haul him off to a camp without him having something to say about it. Something loud. Mm-hmm. Something dangerous, something that puts deadly force back in your direction when you try to bring it to theirs. Also, other quotes from our founders include one from, actually, there was a guy named St. George Tucker, not one of our founders. He quoted this in Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England in 1803. He said, this may be considered as the true palladium of liberty. The right of self-defense is the first law of nature. Hang on to that quote. We'll be coming back to it later. The right of self-defense is the first law of nature. In most governments, it has been the study of rulers to confine this right within the narrowest limits possible. Does this sound familiar? Wherever standing armies are kept up and the right of the people to keep and bear arms is, under any color or pretext whatsoever, prohibited, liberty, if not already annihilated, is on the brink of destruction. Did you catch that? Wherever standing armies are kept up, and not just standing armies kept up, there's something else in conjunction with that. Remember, what was it? And the right of the people to keep and bear arms is, under any color or pretext whatsoever, like gun control laws and public safety, whatever prohibited, liberty, if not already annihilated, is on the brink of destruction. Again, we have Representative Eldridge Gerry of Massachusetts from 1789, and this is from the Annals of Congress, number 750. He said, what, sir, is the use of a militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army. Now, when he says the establishment of one, it wasn't just the creation of one and the keeping up of one. It was the establishment as the ruling force of a country. The bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia. And I'm going to add, through disarmament. That's how you destroy militia. You take their guns. They can no longer be a militia or a fighting force. They always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. Well, that, to me, my friends, perfectly illustrates the goal of the neo-Marxist within our federal government. I mean, to a T. It perfectly exemplifies their stated aim. This is why violent murderers, that violent criminal murderous enterprise or crime family known as the ATF has been illegally compiling a registry of almost 1 billion firearms transactions records in direct violation of federal law. Why? Well, why do you think? Why? What is the registry for? If you've been on this program long, you know good and well what comes after registration. That's right. Confiscation. And you know what follows confiscation. That's right. Totalitarian rule and eventually genocide. Yeah. You didn't know that, did you? This has recently come to light. At first, it was only like 50 million transactions had been compiled. No, now close to a billion. And the ATF, of course, says, we believe we're working within the confines of the law. Yeah, I know, just like you did when you burnt down a bunch of people in Waco and everything else, just all the other thuggery you people have committed, and the 10,000-plus people you poisoned deliberately with alcohol in the 20s during Prohibition. You killed over 10,000 Americans. Oh, yes, you had the blessing of government, and none of you ever, ever faced consequences for it. Oh, not to mention what's going on still with all those guns from Fast and Furious. Yes, still being used to murder wholesale scores of people in Mexico. I'm sure the numbers will never be fully counted. This is why they're doing it. This is why Obama's third presidential term that he's now conducting through his outdated figurehead, known as Joe, I just pooped my pants, Biden, as well as many other flaming Marxists like Chucky Schumer and his gang of treasonous communists, they've already poured more money into the ATF, and you're still yet seeking to pour another $1.5 billion into it. The agency is also hiring, by the way. They've been even posting that on Farcebook. By the way, the ATF has been going to great lengths on social media to paint themselves as a kind, benevolent organization, a federal agency that is working very hard to keep us safe. Well, I'm going to be doing an expose on them soon. I've invited Spike Cohen. If you don't know who he is, follow him on Facebook. He is a riot, especially when he gets on these ATF Facebook posts. He and I will be having a discussion about them. We haven't solidified the deal yet, but he said, I talked to him. He said he's very willing and open to come on the program, would love to. And so expect that. And he's no friend of the ATF any more than your humble host is. But they're pouring $1.5 billion plus into this agency. Why? To strengthen it. Why? Well, because they plan on sicking these willing thugs onto the lawful gun industry. And, of course, they're going to claim the whole time that they're just trying to, quote, dry up the iron pipeline, end quote, of the underground illegal market. Mm-hmm. You've been hearing that phrase a lot in the news lately, haven't you? If you listen close enough, these Marxists will betray themselves with their words. This is also why this merry little band of traitors in Washington and the media are so hell-bent on disarming us through any means and all means necessary. Now, I know, we don't want to take your guns. We just want this gun. We just want that gun. You can still keep this gun and that gun. We just want that gun and this gun. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes they slip up and flat out admit and say the quiet parts out loud. I'll tell you what I'm talking about after I tell you about my good buddy Steve Kennedy out at the gun site in Merritt Island. I want to tell you about my good buddy Steve Kennedy out at the gun site in Merritt Island. He's got a 9-lane, 25-yard indoor shooting range, handgun and machine gun rentals, and a fantastic pro shop stocked with handguns, long guns, ammunition, accessories, magazines, range bags. What are you looking for? Steve's got you covered out there at the gun site. You can check him out at gunsightrange.com. Gunsightrange.com. And make sure you stop out there and check out the specials he's got going on during each week. Gunsightrange.com. Make sure you tell Steve Kennedy when you stop in out there. It's at 125 South Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, and he's been out there for over 35 years. Make sure you tell Steve Kennedy that you heard about him on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. Great guy, great store, great range. Go visit Steve. Make sure you tell him Royce sent you, okay? And by the way, if you don't live in this state, you want to order a gun from Steve, give him a call. See if he's got it. Hey, if you're looking for a hard-to-find gun, he might have it there. Give him a call. He can ship it to your dealer. Any of the gun stores that sponsor this program, they can hook you up. They'll send a gun to your dealer. So give them a call if you're looking for a hard-to-find weapon. They just might have it, all right? So the merry little band of traitors in our government and in our media, which the media are nothing but the propaganda wing of the Democrat Communist Party. You're welcome. They have said, well, you know, we don't want to totally disarm you. Well, that's quite a backtrack from things you said before. Now, you notice they've backed off the call for total disarmament, for the most part, anyway. They've said, well, no, we just want to get rid of these bad old assault weapons. And we want to get rid of this gun and that gun. You can still keep your hunting guns. Yeah, you can hunt. In other words, you can do anything but have a gun used to defend yourself against two-legged critters. Mm-hmm. These elected Marxists, they've slipped up just a little too many times. They've admitted this, that they want all America disarmed, and now all of a sudden they backed off of that somewhat in recent years, and they've kind of softened their stance, supposedly. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. They know gun control is not a winning issue, especially during election time. And that's why a lot of them have backed off. They claim, oh, we just want a few more of our guns and they'll be content, which is soon proven to be a big steaming pile of bull fertilizer when they immediately turn around and tell us they want more. But they still don't want to totally disarm Americans. They just want to enhance public safety. But sometimes they say the quiet parts out loud. Like little Miss Shannon Liss Riordan, a Boston-based labor attorney. She's a candidate who's hoping to become Massachusetts' next attorney general. Don't you see how these corrupt people always gravitate towards positions of power? I'll say it again. Evil people seek positions of power. Good people seek positions of service. Those positions can often be, oftentimes, one and the same. What makes the difference is the heart of the person in that position. Much like the person holding a firearm. Mm-hmm. Holding power. Wielding power. A good person wields power for good. An evil person wields it selfishly and for their own benefit. So little Miss Shannon Liss Riordan, a Boston-based labor attorney, she is a vocal advocate, literally now, for outright repeal of the Second Amendment. This little bold-faced Bolshevik actually flat-out stated that nothing less, and these are her words now, nothing less than the eradication of the right to keep and bear arms would suffice to keep Americans safe. Did you catch that? Eradication of your right. Really? Whenever someone seeking a position of power states that they want to eradicate one of your rights, do you understand what they're saying? I'm going to elaborate on that in just a little bit. When we get there, you'll know. Nothing less than the eradication of the right to keep and bear arms would suffice to keep Americans safe. Now, when she's talking about Americans, she's not talking about all of American society. And if she is, she's lying. What she's really talking about, she's referring to herself and her fellow commies. Yeah, keeping them safe. They're the only ones they're really worried about. Now, what's really shocking, well, not shocking at all, but glaring, is the fact that none of her fellow Bolsheviks disagreed with her. None of the ones who claim they really don't want to disarm Americans, none of them spoke up and said, hey, no, come on, sister, that's not what we really want. We just want to take this gun or that gun. Nope, none of them disagreed. Oh my goodness, sometimes silence says a lot, does it not? Now, she stated, politics as usual in Washington have been devastating for the victims of gun violence. There's the buzzword. Oh, these communists love their buzzwords. They love semantics. Victims of gun violence and their families. I am tired of half steps, old ideas, and fake urgency. You mean like the urgency you're, you know, exhibiting now, that fake urgency? Around the problem we face. And what was the problem we face, ma'am? Oh, she elaborates, the presence of guns in our communities. Now, notice, again, I've told you this before, these little Bolsheviks do not make any distinction between good people with guns and bad people with guns. If you are not military or police, or even if you're a police sometimes for these people, then you should not own a gun. And if you do have a gun, you have it for nefarious purposes. You are a felon in waiting, and that's the only reason you could possibly want or need a gun. She said, enough is enough. It's time we take real action and repeal the Second Amendment. In other words, destroy the militia by disarming the people. Don't you think for a second that this woman gives half a flaming damn about public safety? She's in Soros's pocket. If she gets the attorney general spot there in Massachusetts, violent criminals will not. She won't be coming down hard on them. But I guarantee you she'll be prosecuting every lawful keeper and bearer that she possibly can. Oh, yes, you defend yourself in Massachusetts with a firearm. She will make sure you get locked up. She's going to have to make an example out of you to your fellow keepers and bearers. They have to destroy the militia by disarming the people. That's how they do it. That's how they assume power. They cannot assume power, and they know they can't assume totalitarian power over us as long as that pesky militia is standing between them and their ripe fruit. They know it. Little Miss Liz Riordan said, I agree with the late Justice Paul Stevens. Oh, really? Do you now? Well, it's a shame you don't agree with any of the founders and their statements about the Second Amendment. But anyway, she said, I agree with the late Justice John Paul Stevens. The Second Amendment is a relic of the 18th century. We need leaders in Washington who understand that and who have the courage and the will to fight to repeal the Second Amendment. All right, ma'am, I've had about enough of your crap. You've been shooting into my wheelhouse. So welcome to a first-class shooting straight radio podcast, Beat Down, and you've got it coming. You stated that it's the presence of guns in our communities, and that's the problem that we face. Does that mean the ones in lawful hands? And I'm asking rhetorically because I know that's what you mean, and I'm setting up my next comment with this. Yes, coming from your mouth, I know for a fact that that's exactly what you meant. Your words betray your heart. You, ma'am, have already identified yourself as somebody who wants complete disarmament of the American people. And I got news for you, sister. Good luck with that. And since you love the Marxist doctrine of collectivism so much, well, how about one giant big collective middle finger from the entirety of the lawful keepers and bearers in this country? Because that's what we're throwing at you right now, babe. You also claim the Second Amendment is a relic of the 18th century. So is your freedom of speech, ma'am, the one you're using to attack the rights of your fellow Americans, you treasonous, traitorous turd. Does that mean all the other rights, too, besides that, or just the one you don't like? Free speech, freedom of the press, Free worship of God? Yeah, I know you don't like those either. You like to have your free speech, but you don't want people like me talking. You want your media pukes to have freedom of the press, but you don't want conservatives to have freedom of the press. Yes, I got news for you, babe. Freedom is ugly. Rights are ugly. You have to let other people have them too, even people you don't like. Gee, it couldn't possibly be that you just want to disarm the people so that they have no way to resist you and your fellow totalitarian Marxists now, would it? That couldn't possibly be it. Lady, you are clearly nothing less than a totalitarian Bolshevik wannabe, because your statements betray you. And I'm going to explain how after we hear from my friends out at the American Police Hall of Fame in Titusville.
The American Police Hall of Fame, proud sponsors of the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. Who are we? We are the keepers of the history of individual law enforcement officers. We are a facility that honors the fallen and supports their families. We are a training facility that teaches civilians how to be their own first responder. We are a venue that offers free tactical and strategic training for sworn officers. We are a great place to visit and learn. Go to aphf.org to find out more.
Great people, great organization. Get out there, do some shooting, do some shopping there in the pro shop, and also buy a brick for the Walk of Heroes, U.S. Walk of Heroes, leading up to the Eternal Flame there, the police memorial they're building there at the American Police Hall of Fame. So back to Little Miss Liz Riordan, who wants to repeal the Second Amendment and has betrayed herself clearly with her little Marxist-inspired statements. She is clearly, and ma'am, I will tell you this, you are clearly declaring yourself to be an outright enemy of the Constitution when you say that. You understand that, ma'am? You're an enemy of the Constitution and the rights of the people. You said that plainly. That is your declaration from your own mouth. You're literally saying, I don't like the people having this right, and I want it gone now. Well, I got a funny feeling you're going to have armed security around you. Again, I know this isn't because you're stupid, ma'am. It's because you're calculating, just like every other flaming communist traitor in this country. You're literally declaring yourself to be above the people and the people beneath you, in essence. You're proclaiming yourself to be qualified to rule the people and to remove rights from them as you see fit and for their own safety, of course. That's what you're claiming. You arrogant cuss. You, lady, like all of your fellow totalitarian wannabes, are intentionally falsely accusing lawful, responsible keepers and bearers just like me and all of the listeners of this program and over 120 million other lawful Americans. You're accusing us of crimes committed by lawless, irresponsible felons. In short, you're assigning guilt to innocent people and claiming that the only way to keep the American public safe, which is not your responsibility, ma'am, your job is to prosecute criminals, the only way to keep the American public safe is by concluding all citizens under one big blanket of condemnation for gun violence. And somehow you think you're fit for the office of Attorney General? Honey, you're not fit to even serve soggy French fries in a roach-infested diner. And here's one last Shooting Straight Radio podcast slap upside your empty I'm tripping over my tongue. I'm so ticked. You're a little empty noggin. Repealing the Second Amendment, ma'am, would no more remove the unalienable right of the people to keep and bear arms than declaring the law of gravity to be null and void would cause us all to float. You can declare it all you want. The right would still exist, even if it was erased from the text of the Bill of Rights, because the right to defend ourselves against thugs and tyrants in our government and on our streets comes from God, lady, not from the government. It is unalienable. That means it cannot be. That means you, lady, you don't possess the power. None of you Bolsheviks out there, none of you flaming communists, none of you neo-Marxists, you neo-globalists, none of you possess the power to separate the rights from the people and the people from their rights. Even if you were able to force us by military might to cease and desist the free exercise thereof, they would still possess the right. I would still possess the right. We, the people, would still possess the inherent, unalienable, irremovable right to defend ourselves against all of you. You have no right. You have zero inherent, unalienable right to rule us. To erase our right, you would have to erase God, and good luck with that, even though you've been trying really hard to do that. So what is a right? That's a great question. I mean, it's because these are things we possess, right? We possess rights. These are our rights, right? Okay, so what is a right? Remember earlier I referenced Noah Webster's dictionary and how we were going to be referencing one of his definitions, and this is it. What's the definition of a right? Well, let's find out. Noah Webster produced this dictionary in 1828, and his definition of a right is, there's two of them I'm going to throw out because these are the applicable ones. A just claim, legal title, ownership, the legal power of exclusive possession and enjoyment. Just claim, in other words, you know, just meaning it's an act of justice. Immunity, privilege, as in all men have a right to the secure enjoyment of life, personal safety, liberty, and property. We deem the right of trial by jury invaluable. He's given this as an example and a reference, particularly in the cases of crimes. Get this next part. Rights are natural, civil, political, religious, personal, and public. One more time. Rights, in other words, the right to life, personal safety, liberty, and property. Rights are natural, they are civil, they are political, they are religious, personal, and public. Now, this runs counter to the collectivist mentality that neo-Marxists love to espouse and propagate and would love to implement here and create a socialist-controlled society in America. These neo-Marxists hate that all men, as it has been codified for American citizens within our supreme law, that all men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. One more time on unalienable. Unalienable means you can't remove it. It is impossible to separate it. You don't have the power to do that. The right still exists. You may pass laws against it, but that doesn't stop it. Like I said, you can pass law against the law. You can repeal the law of gravity. That's not going to make us all float and fly. So what do we have a right to? Well, we have a right to life. I have a right. I have the natural, civil, political, religious, personal, and public right to life. And if I do, then I possess just claim, legal title, ownership, the legal power of exclusive possession and enjoyment of my life, and inherent within that right is the equally prominent right to defend it by whatever means are deemed necessary by whatever circumstances arise. I have the right to life. I have the right to personal safety. And if I possess the natural, civil, political, religious, personal, and public right to personal safety, then I also possess the just claim, the legal title, ownership, the legal power of exclusive possession and enjoyment of personal safety. And inherent within that right is the inseparable right to defend it by whatever means are deemed necessary by circumstance. I have the right to life. I have the right to personal safety, and I have the right to liberty. And if I have the right to liberty, then I have the natural, civil, political, religious, personal, and public right to liberty, and liberty of all of those things. I have the right to liberty, and then that means I equally possess the just claim, legal title, ownership, the legal power of exclusive possession and enjoyment of liberty, and with that comes the natural right to defend it by whatever means are deemed necessary, by whatever circumstances are thrust upon me. This also applies to you, my fellow Americans. I have the right to life. I have the right to personal safety. I have the right to liberty, and I have the right to property. I will tell you this, the only true property that any man can truly and inviolably and unalienably possess is our natural, civil, political, religious, personal, and public right to life, personal safety, and liberty. And I have the right to defend these rights with deadly force. Did you catch that? I have the right to defend my rights to life, personal liberty, and personal safety with deadly force, because these rights are my only true property. I have the right to defend them. You have the right to defend them. Let this sink in, people. Let this sink in like nothing else you've heard me say right now. And while that's sinking in, we're going to hear about my boys out at Freedom Guns, and I'm going to come back and wrap this all up for you.
Freedom Guns in Rockledge, just north of Rockledge High School, on the opposite side of the road, 1255 Florida Avenue, Suite A. You can check them out at freedom-guns.com. And better yet, just stop in there in person and meet Mike and his son Mike and Dennis and the rest of the crew out there. Got a great selection of handguns, long guns, ammunition, accessories, holsters, magazines. What are you looking for? Mike and the boys got you covered out there at Freedom Guns. If you need a nice big Liberty safe to stow all them guns in, well, he offers those too. He's got a floor full of them out there you can look at, and he offers free delivery and installation. Again, check him out at freedom-guns.com. When you stop down there, or if you're out of state and you call and maybe order a gun from him and have it shipped to your dealer, make sure you tell him you heard about him on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast.
Great guys, great store, great service, good people. Freedom Guns. I was out there earlier today. Just a bunch of great guys just to go hang around and talk to, I'll tell you that. So, the thrust today, people. The neo-Marxists and the neo-globalists do not like the fact that America is the last holdout for liberty. The last holdout for the free exercise of God-given rights. The last holdout for the free exercise of the keeping and bearing of arms. They don't like that. And they can't control us unless they disarm us. Unless they disarm us and destroy us as a warring people, as a militia. The only way they can do that is to either shame us into giving up our arms or take them by force. And they don't want to try the latter. They want the former. Or they'll try to do it by passing illegal laws. But suffice it to say, they definitely want to destroy the militia so they can raise their army upon our ashes. Don't doubt me. Understand the lateness of the hour. Understand what your rights are. Understand what their intentions are. Their intentions are not good. Their intentions for you are bad. Their intentions for me are bad. Right now, in our media, they are denigrating us. They are denouncing us. They are declaring us to be white supremacist terrorists and calling us a threat to national security. Now, why do you suppose that is? Because they're afraid of us. That's why. They're afraid of the armed citizenry. That pesky militia, we're standing in their way, and you're dadgum right we are. and I will stand in your way until I have tank tracks running across my body or bullet holes in my chest or head. I will stand in front of you and I will defend myself. I will defend my rights. I will defend my family. I will defend my country. I will defend this Constitution of the United States of America with whatever means I have at my disposal, because that is my right. Make no mistake about it. Thanks for hanging with me today. I will catch you on the next episode of the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. Until then, you know what I'm going to say. Make sure you got plenty of ammo stocked up. Yeah, I threw that in there. Little deviation from the usual. Get plenty of ammo stocked up. Stock up on trauma supplies. Stock up on canned goods. Listen to me. I'm not being hyperbolic here. Bad things are coming our way. Beans, bullets, and Band-Aids, baby. Make sure you got them. Don't leave your house without a firearm. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your wits about you. Keep your situational awareness at peak level at all times. Put your dad blame phone away and pay attention to what's around you. And again, never forget, incoming rounds always have the right of way. Catch you on the next one. Royce out. So turn it on.